Hey, today's topic is what are the elements of internet marketing? Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. We're going to talk about what are the elements of internet marketing. In this edition, you will learn the three elements, okay? Three elements that makes up a profitable and sustainable internet marketing for your business, okay? Not internet marketing business, but internet marketing for your business. If you're in the internet marketing business, sure. Network marketing business, sure. But we're talking about internet marketing specifically. And I have a question that came in, and I'd like to address that topic using the question. Hi, Ola. I've been trying to learn this internet marketing thing for 4 years. I'm getting tired and my wife is starting to look at me sideways with all the money I am spending. I can understand your wife, and definitely you want to be careful with that. Take it from me. I have experience with that. And even sometimes when you feel like you're doing your own thing and they're not worried. But the truth of the matter is, somebody's not involved directly in the business with you. A woman may not feel secured. And one thing that a woman doesn't want to feel is unsecured. They don't want to feel not secured about their future. I mean, they're spending this lifetime with you and then they don't know where the money is going, or they have to worry about your ability to manage money and stuff like that. You want to be careful with that, because your livelihood is a lot more important. Your relationships are a lot more important than business, because it affects your business. Okay. All right. So I am getting tired. Okay. So he says, so look sideways with all the money I'm spending. So I have spent over $70,000 on courses and events with traveling. Ew, that's a lot. Now they're all talking about Bitcoins and crypto investing. Yeah, everybody's talking about crypto investing and Bitcoins, and a lot of people are speculating. As a matter of fact, there's news out there. I think it just broke. Let's see. I think it just broke. What is it, like $7,000 today? Something like that. All right. Now I'm thinking about buying in for about $7,000. So why is internet marketing so complicated? I'm feeling like no one ever figured it out. Help, please. Well, this question is the reason why I want to really simplify. I'm going to attempt to oversimplify internet marketing for you, okay? And the reason why, well, first of all, let's not try to compare internet marketing to Bitcoins or any of those things. Why? Because internet marketing is a skill, okay? And your skill, your personal skills is it's a resource that you can't compare to Bitcoins, okay? Bitcoins can crash tomorrow. Maybe it won't crash tomorrow. It doesn't matter, okay? Bottom line is that your skill is attached to you, and that's the number one thing, resource that you have to tap into, especially if you have less money than you have time. If you have more money than you have time, your skills is everything right now in this moment in time, because your skills will help you generate more money so you can have money working for you over time. That's the goals, right? That way you can afford to risk some money on gambling with Bitcoins, right? So definitely, I want you to start looking at internet marketing from a skills standpoint. Even if your business and you don't have time, you have more money than you have time, and you're trying to hire somebody to do your internet marketing is definitely a skill that you need in your team, okay? You need someone that has that skills properly in your team, and it's still evolving. It's still very much in its infancy, okay? And it's still evolving, okay? But I can tell you, one of the biggest mistakes that people make about internet marketing is they think it's a special type of marketing. No, it's not. The only thing that's different from internet marketing to other type of marketing is the medium, okay? It's on the internet. It's not on TV. It's not on radio. It's not on whatever, right? It's on the internet. That's the only difference. But the same rules that applied in 1960, 1950, applies, okay? Maybe a little bit different, but still applies. In other words, the rules of giving first, okay? Using attraction marketing on the internet market is paramount. Attraction marketing and internet marketing is not the same thing. But using attraction marketing on internet marketing It's very, very, very important, okay? When you get on the internet, I want you to assume that these are human beings you're talking to. That's number one, number one. You need to assume you're talking to human beings, okay? So when you're typing your words, you're typing your copy, your ad copies and things like that, you need to come from a standpoint of serving the person that's reading on the other end, okay? Because if you come from a standpoint of just do business with me, buy right now, and what you're doing essentially, you're spamming, okay? And people do not like spamming. People do not enjoy spamming. It's not pleasant to see you spam all over the place, okay? There are certain things that you can afford to spam with, okay? There are certain things that you can spam all over the place. There are only two things, honestly, I think you can spam all over the place, okay? But the first one, we're not going to talk about it, but let's just say sex sells, okay? All right, but the other thing is storytelling. If you have a good story that's been written properly and you're spamming that, I'll take that from you. But eventually, the value will tank. Why? Because anything you oversupply will tank in value, okay? So you really want to get good at telling stories, right? And telling more and more stories, coming up with more stories and telling more and more stories. And how do you do that? By making yourself available in the marketplace, okay? Because when you're in the marketplace as a leader, as a thought leader, you hear people's story. People come to you with their stories all the time. You see me post all the stories all the time, right? Question and answers, right? And even if you don't have it, you're always investing and learning and coming across. You're listening to other people's guru stories and you're seeing more and more stories. But collecting stories into a bank, collecting stories and addressing them or coming up with solutions for them is another good way to be a thought leader, and you want to practice that same rule in the internet marketing space, okay? So that's that for now. Now, with regards to the three elements that you need on the internet, I'm not even sure if it's just three elements, but I'm going to tell you, you need to build a list. You need a list, okay? You need a list. So anything I share with you is going to come from the standpoint of building a list. What do I mean by a list? Well, a list, a database of people that have said, yes, I would like to learn more about what you have to offer, okay? I would like to learn more about what you have to offer, okay? So there's going to be something that you know that your ideal customer wants badly, right? Many of them haven't found you yet, okay? I don't care how big you are. There's somebody that doesn't know your name. I don't care if you're Jeff Bezos or you're Warren Buffett or you're Michael Jackson. There's somebody in this world who does not know your name, right? So there are people that haven't found you yet, right? But you know that when they find you, you are actually the solution that they've been looking for. You are a solution to their problems. You are a blessing to their life. You need to identify who that person is. And the way you identify is that find out what is your product? Who is your product going to serve, right? And you need to find out what that is. You need to build a list of those type of people. So you need a list, element number one. Now, in order to build a list, the list has to reside in a place, right? In some type of server somewhere, in a database somewhere. And you need an autoresponder for that, okay? You need autoresponder. Autoresponder is simply, I see some people calling CRM is different from autoresponder. But essentially what it does, it allows you to collect email addresses or contact information into a database so you can continue to follow up with those people by giving them more value. And then at some point, every now and then, you want to ask for a sale, okay? Because if you're not selling, then you cannot keep going with your business. You cannot do what you love to do if you're not bringing in revenue, right? So you need to be doing this as a viable, profitable business. That means you need to ask for sales. But essentially, like Gary Vaynerchuk will say, you jab, 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 right hook. For every three pieces of value that you put out there for free, you ask for someone to buy from you. Buy your time, buy your courses, buy your product, buy your services, right? Buy your time. For dollars, so you can feed your family, right? That's the way it works. But the first thing first is to lead with value, okay? And then you, in exchange for the value, they give you their contact information, you're building a list. Now, to do that, you need that software. It's web-based. In most cases, it's called Autoresponder, okay? I use GetResponse. I use One Shopping Cart. I use GVO. There's a ton of them out there, okay? That's the second element that you need. The third element that you need to run an internet market business is traffic, okay? You need to bring traffic in. You need people visiting your website, okay? You notice I didn't say website because you can get a page anyway. You can get a page on YouTube for free, okay? I didn't say website because it's not really about website. It's about those three elements, okay? Without those three elements, you don't have an internet marketing for your business. So again, you need a list, you need an autoresponder, you need traffic. You need to attract traffic. I don't like the idea of chasing traffic. I don't like the idea of spamming all over the place to get traffic. I'll rather attract traffic by giving value into the marketplace. You can do that two different ways. You can give value and advertise that value over and over with your money if you have that kind of money. But I typically advise that you should not be spending more than 20% of your revenue on paid marketing, okay? And that 20%, so I prefer that you're attracting organic traffic. 80% of the time, you're attracting organic traffic. But the bottom line is not even about the 80%. It's about your revenue. You should not be spending more than 20% of that on attracting traffic, okay? So the traffic you're attracting with that 20% could be 100%. I don't care. As long as you're not spending more than 20%, and that's the formula that I created to keep you safe so you can continue to build the business perpetually. If you're spending 100% of your revenue on attracting traffic, what's going to happen is that you're going to catch the gambling spirit, and then you're going to be chasing after yourself. In other words, you have what I call the new entrepreneurial rat race, okay? You think you're trying to avoid the rat race, but you end up in another rat race because you're spending all this money that you're making back into the market because somehow you're speculating in your head that's going to allow you to build faster. One of the key factors in building faster is learning how to manage resources. And when I tell you 80-20 rule when it comes to spending 20% of your revenue only on attracting new traffic, when I tell you that, that's managing of resources for sustainability. Now you may say, but I don't have any revenue yet. If you don't have any revenue yet, you should be on a job. You should keep a job, okay? Keep a job and build your fortunes after five, and take that from me because I've experienced the bad on the other side of not following what I just said. Keep a job, keep a job, keep a job, keep a job until you have revenue, and then never spend, I don't care how big or how small, never spend more than 20% of your revenue on attracting traffic. The rest of it, you should be creating content and attracting organic traffic. Now, organic traffic, you can also spend money to remarket back into the market, remarket back to the people that already visited you so that it can continue. You can now continue to build your audience like that, and then you can sell your audience like that. Now, if you want step-by-step details of everything I just shared with you, you definitely want to go to olatalks.com/mastermind and download the free PDF, register for the free class, and get all the stuff that I have in there. Click share, like, comment below any of the comments, questions you may have. Subscribe to this channel if you want to keep getting these video notifications from YouTube every time I publish a new video. I don't feel like I'm ever going to stop. I don't feel it, okay? So make sure you catch every video that I publish online. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.